Want to get live push notification alerts whenever a company you follow releases an RNS? Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
So welcome to the new series of podcasts by Vox Markets. And within this series, we intend to hear from industry leaders who are going to educate the market on their specialist sector. We'll be providing in-depth conversations using experts on their chosen topic. And the podcast series will allow the opportunity for listeners to submit their own questions, which will be asked throughout the interviews. So welcome to the Industry Experts podcast by Vox Markets. Today on the podcast, we have Aidan Bishop, who's going to talk to us about the food tech industry. He's the founder and chief executive chairman of Big Dish PLC. So welcome to the podcast today, Aidan. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thanks.
So food tech, what do I mean by that? What is that?
Well, food tech is sort of a catch-all phrase that really describes the way that technology is impacting the food and restaurant industry. Some people call it restaurant tech, but food tech is basically like a catch-all type of statement.
Okay. And as I mentioned, you're the founder and executive chairman of Big Dish. What is Big Dish? How does that fit into the food tech industry?
Well, we're a yield management platform for restaurants, so which is quite a new phenomena. Yield management changed the airline industry. It changed the way airline seats were sold. It began in the 1970s with American Airlines. And they figured out that when an airplane takes off with empty seats, no money is made, but they still have fixed overheads. And dynamic pricing was introduced, which is basically charging different prices at different times for the same product. And it completely transformed the airline industry. The hotel industry followed suit. And Big Dish is bringing that to the restaurant industry.
Okay, so how are they bringing that to the restaurant industry?
So, well, the rationale is really, why should a table on a busy Friday night be the same price as a quiet evening on a Tuesday? So what we do is we approach restaurants and we allow them to shape their traffic, i.e. we look to drive footfall to them in quiet periods, which could be, depending on the restaurant, it might be a Monday night or a Tuesday night. It might be a later hour in the evening or just after lunch. And so the driver behind yield management is incentive. Incentive influences human behavior. And so what our users are able to do is get a discount of up to 50% off on the food at our partner restaurants.
Okay. And I know that Big Dish is predominantly focused. You, at the moment, you're in Asia, and I know that you're coming to the UK at the moment, in the near future, right?
No, we're already here, actually. So we began life in Asia, in the Philippines, expanded into Indonesia and into Hong Kong. And we acquired a company as part of our recent listing in the UK and in the Southwest. And so we recently announced that this very month of September, we are launching in the UK, in the city of Bath. And so that's where we're going to kick off. And it should be a lot of fun. And we've got a select group of restaurants that are going to be our initial adopters. And we're expecting it to go very well.
Okay, so let's go back to the food tech industry. Mm-hmm. You briefly explained what that is, but how big of an industry is it? And what sort of major players are in there? Because when I think of food tech, I think of Deliveroo, the UK's fastest growing company. But that's a different service that they're offering compared to, say, Big Dish. Yep. But it's all under the same umbrella.
It is. So, okay, so let's look at the food tech space. So, or broadly speaking, how has technology influenced the food space, the restaurant space, over the past couple of decades? I guess the first one that comes to mind that I think about is these review platforms like TripAdvisor, where people could go onto one website and discover, you know, thousands of restaurants and read reviews about them and, you know, make decisions of where to dine. And I remember, you know, when those first came about, people thought, oh, this is never going to take off. And of course it did. And, you know, TripAdvisor, of course, is huge. And then you think beyond that, then people started to see that the potential of technology changing the way reservations are done. I mean, you know, who really wants to pick up a phone to reserve a restaurant table? I mean, certainly on the Big Dish app, you can do it within three taps. You've got an instantly confirmed reservation. You can also think of other the biggest in the world, Open Table. They were probably one of the first that came along with reservations. And so using a website then, now you can use apps, you could book a table. And that changed the way reservations were done. So, and of course, I would say probably the biggest disruptor in the food tech space in recent years, as you pointed out, is delivery. So, which has brought on a whole new potential revenue stream for restaurants. I think, you know, Just Eat was one of the first ones. And you know, I was talking to one of the first guys who joined Just Eat, and when they started that, people said, "Oh, this is never going to work." And they were telling me how they used to hand out like menus on street corners, and of course, Just Eat is a huge success, and mm-hmm. now you've got Deliveroo and Uber Eats, and it's totally changed or brought a complete new dimension to restaurants. So there's a lot of different niches within the food tech space. And what we're doing, yield management, of course, is also relatively new. But behind this, there's other areas as well within food tech. You're seeing how technology is influencing inventory. We were talking to the CEO of a well-known donut brand recently, and he was mentioning how they're using algorithms to predict donut sales. Right. So, of course, you've got these fast moving goods and you have to throw them away at certain points in time. So mm-hmm. they're using algos to try to predict how much to produce and when and so forth. So there's lots and lots of things that technology can bring to the restaurant and food space. And it's really absolutely fascinating. And it's not going to stop here. I'm sure there's going to be things that we'll see in a few years nobody's even thought about now. And that's the great thing about being in a disruptive niche. You know, you're going to have people, this is not going to work, that's not going to work. And nobody really knows, right, until it really takes hold. But now, certainly, we could say that online reservations is pretty much a standard thing. Reviews and discovery are standard. Delivery is becoming, you know, mainstream. I believe what we're doing is going to as well. So it's great. It's interesting. It's fun.
I mean, I was talking to someone earlier, and they were saying that they heard of an app where you can... You literally book the table and then you place the order of what you want and you walk in, and within 5 minutes, your food is then turned up on the table, or you might walk in and the food's ready, prepared, all ready for you. So you order online, you walk in, you have the dining experience.
Yep.
And that's just another example, I guess, of the niches.
Exactly. So payments. I mean, in fact, somebody was even telling me a couple of weeks ago, there's a restaurant now, I think it's in the States, that you cannot even order unless you download the app. So everything is in their app. There's no servers anymore. There's no waiters or waitresses. The only time you see humans is when they come and deliver the food. But you walk in and everything's in the app. Pay, order, pay, that's it.
Yeah, tossed across the road. Yeah. They have the exact same thing. You walk in, you tap on and pay. So do you strongly believe that the industry is relying on, say, the consumer behavior? Because you've got to get the people, you know, the consumers to really change their attitudes for you to succeed, right?
Well, consumers like simplicity, and they like speed, and they like convenience. So, you know, you think about the reservation space. Is it more convenient for me to, you know, look for a telephone number, call up a restaurant, wait for them to answer, or, you know, to have a table, or can I book it and get it instantly confirmed? I'm going to do that. I mean, it's not too dissimilar to the travel industry. I mean, years ago, people used to go to travel agents, walk through the door to book holidays. Not many people do that nowadays. So the consumer is looking for convenience. They're looking for speed. Of course, look at Deliveroo, for example. Before, when someone wants to take away, where do we go? Okay, let's call them up. Or before that, let's go down there and collect mm-hmm. it. Now you can just do everything within the app. It's people are living busier lives, and I think it's sort of indicative of the time that we're in, and so technology really feeds into that.
Do you have any knowledge of what the growth potential is of the particular industry?
Well, look, we know there are millions and millions of people that are making dining decisions based upon restaurants they discover on platforms like TripAdvisor, like Zomato. We know there are millions of people that are making reservations on platforms like OpenTable and others, ours as well. We know there are millions of people that are, you know, using Deliveroo and Uber Eats, and these companies are expanding around the world, and particularly, you know, emerging markets as they become more sophisticated. You're seeing food delivery going into these places. I think one of the first types of platforms that go into an emerging market is normally a discovery platform, because once you've got a platform where you can discover thousands and thousands of restaurants mm-hmm. and people's opinion about it, it becomes a little easier to add other things to it, whether it be reservations, whether it be delivery, whether it be payments and so forth.
Surely there's a lot more to the market, not just getting people sat down, but you must be collecting a lot of data. As opposed to someone phones up, you know, all you get is their last name and what time they want to eat. But what sort of things is, you know, data-wise is being collected?
You're right. So data is provides so many insights. I mean, we've seen that with ours, with Big Dish, that we've seen within Asia, our most prolific user is a female between the ages of 25 and 34, and who happens to be an Android phone user. So these kind of insights we get, and we can understand where people are dining, where they are geographically in relation to the restaurant they booked, the time mm-hmm. between booking, and this, so all these kinds of insights that we can get. And not just us, of course, Deliveroo have the same type of thing. They can see what's popular, what's not popular. In fact, what you see now with the delivery space is the rise of what they call ghost kitchens, where the data that's gathered from Deliveroo, they could see what people are actually looking for. And now they're actually creating these hubs of these ghost kitchens, basically, and letting people come and cook in them and creating these virtual restaurant brands, which is fascinating.
And then deliver the food to the user.
And deliver the food to the user. And that I don't think anybody ever thought that was going to happen when the delivery space happened. But that came about from all the insights that was gained from the data. And so that's where, of course, your value is in your business.
It is. I mean, it is an absolute incredible industry moving forward. But so within Bath, you said that your typical user in the Asian market is female, mm-hmm. 24 Android users. How does that change in the UK market?
So the company we acquired in the UK was predominantly in Bournemouth. So Bournemouth has a aging population, and the demographic of the users there is quite evenly spread, which is interesting, and very different from the Asian market. So I'll be quite interested to see over the coming weeks and months what type of demographic become our users in Bath and the other places around the UK that we expand into.
And I'm assuming that data then would go back to the restaurants, is that right? So that they can, you know, tweak their marketing strategy and get seen elsewhere.
Well restaurants are quite slow adopters of tech traditionally. So they're not marketing companies, they're hospitality companies. Mm. So a lot of them, you know, they're not really going to slice and dice the data. That's more something that we do as we try to make smarter marketing decisions based upon the data.
So are there any other players in the reservation industry apart from, say, Big Dish?
There are. So the reservation space, you can sort of break down into various categories. You can have the general type of reservation platforms, like an OpenTable, like a BookaTable. So that's where people think, okay, I'm going to book, you know, just regularly book a table. The yield management space is what we're in, which is different. So every table that is on the Big Dish platform is trying to get people to go to that restaurant during whatever might be their quieter period. So yield management platform is fairly relatively new. TripAdvisor have invested into the space by making an investment into an early stage company in Asia, a competitor of ours. We've seen Airbnb make investments into an early stage company like similar to ours, really. So yeah, there are a number of different players in the space, which is good, because I guess it will mean at some point in time there will be a consolidation in the space, which gives all kinds of merger and acquisition opportunities. So it's an exciting space to be in. And I think what's important is, in terms of technology, you've got to always be investing in your tech and always be looking to, you know, upgrade and stay ahead of the curve.
Okay, and with, say, going back to sort of Deliveroo, the prominent things that they deliver, from my point of view, you've got your pizza, you've got your maybe your Asian food, you know, relatively sort of quick foods that you want to eat at home. Do you find that maybe the higher end restaurants, would they ever take this on board, or do you think they will stick in the sort of time capsule that they're in?
No, I think some of them do. I think not all food, talking to chefs, of which I am not one, not all food is conducive for delivery. So we, there was a type of company that came about. I think it was on the rise of food delivery, like Deliveroo. They created these huge kitchens, massive industrial kitchens, and cooked all this food on scale and just tried to get it out there. And I remember reading about all this, and it was quite interesting. And some of them raised, you know, tens and tens of millions of dollars, and not some, you know, crashed and burned as well. Mm-hmm. But not all food is always is conducive for delivery. So I think I'm sure there's been lots of studies around that. But there are higher end restaurants that use delivery. Why wouldn't they really?
And maybe not just delivery, but also for the reservation. Do you find that there's a typical type of restaurant that uses it?
And pretty much, no. I think most restaurants are available for online bookings. It doesn't, obviously, fast food restaurants are not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the price points, and it's not something you would typically reserve. I mean, the bulk of our restaurants and similar platforms like us, it's mostly around casual dining. There are fine dining restaurants as well.
I'm trying to figure out, is it very restricted in terms of, you know, the way in which that people book and what type of restaurants that they would book in?
No, I mean, I think we've seen, certainly from when I can speak for ourselves, that we've just seen quite a wide range. Really. I'm not seeing this one type of restaurant in particular.
Okay, so moving forward, going into the future, where do you expect, you know, what size do you expect this industry to go to?
Well, it's huge. First of all, there's always going to be restaurants are coming and going all the time. Mm-hmm. They're closing, they're opening, they're expanding, contracting, and there's always going to be a dining out culture. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be a eat in culture. So on the back of that, which is never going to change, there is huge opportunity to be with technology to make it easier, faster, more convenient, discover more varieties than ever before. So I think it's a growing growing trend within technology and the food and restaurant space.
But it sounds like a very exciting one as well.
Hey, it's fun. Everybody likes to eat, and everybody likes to deal, and everybody likes to, you know, experience new things.
So the death of the you think the coupons? You think that's a dying breed?
Well, it's interesting. There was the UK's largest dining discount club is called Tastecard, mm-hmm. Bought for over 100 million a couple of years ago by Bridgepoint Capital, and very much outdated. No real data is produced from it, and you know, we just ask people, okay, so if you're going to go out on a date, how would you feel? Okay, pulling out, you know, from an Evening Standard page when it came to pay the bill, or this coupon, or prepaying for this, or if you book something electronically, it's very discreet, nobody knows. I do think the world is moving away from, you know, discount cards, vouchers, and all this type of thing.
So what do you mean by it's very discreet? The deal already gets added onto the bill?
Yeah, so with Big Dish, when somebody books the table, you go to the restaurant like you would normally do. You say, hi, I booked the table. They know your name, and you enjoy your food like you would normally do. And when you ask for the bill comes, and the discount's already applied. So it's pretty...
So your date never knows.
That is the hope. Yeah.
Very good. Well, on that note, thank you very much, Aidan, for coming in to speak to us today. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Want to get live push notification alerts whenever a company you follow releases an RNS? Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.